This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. 5 years ago this week, a pipeline ruptured near Marshall that spilled more than 800,000 gallons of crude oil into the Kalamazoo River. Coming up, Sevilla Man will talk with Pipeline Safety Trust Director Carl Weimer about progress on pipeline safety since the 2010 oil spill. But first, it may be 2015, but the race for president in 2016 is well underway. Some political junkies in this state are already looking ahead to 2018, when a new governor, attorney general, and secretary of state will be elected in Michigan. Still others have their eyes on 2020. That is the next time that a U.S. census will be conducted, and lines for congressional and state legislative districts will be redrawn. Former Congressman and state lawmaker Mark Schauer of Battle Creek is the director of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee's National Advantage 2020 effort, which aims to give Democrats more of a say over redistricting nationwide. Mark Schauer, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Gordon.
Explain to our listeners, what is Advantage 2020?
Advantage 2020 is a federal super PAC aimed squarely at redistricting. What the other side, the Republicans and their right-wing funders knew going into the 2010 cycle, that legislatures are the key to not only drawing of legislative maps, but drawing congressional maps. They spent about $30 million in what was called Project Red Map, had a very good year for them, bad year for Democrats in 2010, and proceeded then to gerrymander legislative and congressional districts that gave them an incredible advantage in terms of passing policy in the states and, in this case, blocking policy in Washington. So the Democrats came together in forming Advantage 2020, led by the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, as a way to put together a long-term multi-cycle strategy to put at least part of the redistricting pen in the hands of Democratic leaders in state legislatures around the country. In 41 states, there are some unique features in some of these, but in about 41 states, legislatures draw legislative and or congressional maps. So the action is with legislatures. So my job over the next 5.5 years is to work in a very strategic way, working with Democratic Party organizations, progressive groups, to win Democratic majorities in 2015 in states like Virginia, but 16, 18, 20, in order to put the redistricting pen, at least part of that pen, in the hands of Democrats so that we can get fair representation in state capitals, a Congress that works, and the kind of public policy outcomes that I think the people want and deserve.
When you say gerrymandered, give us some examples of how the maps are unfair. How do they skew things in favor of the Republicans?
Well, if we look back to 2010, that was, again, the last census, the critical election leading into the last round of redistricting. I was saw it happen sort of up close and personal. I'd lost my seat in Congress in 2010, and Republicans were very concerned about me making a comeback in the old 7th Congressional District. They intentionally drew my home county out of the 7th District, essentially daring me to move in order to run against Tim Walberg and win my seat back in Congress.
Although technically you wouldn't have to move because there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to live in your district.
It doesn't really pass the smell test. If you're across the street, that's probably okay. But if you're in a completely different county, you know, 20 or 30 miles from the district, at least it mattered to me.
But it also took out a lot of people who had voted for you previously in Calhoun County and Battle Creek.
Yes.
They could not vote in the 7th Congressional
District
anymore.
That's exactly right. So Michigan is a blue state or a blue-leaning state. President Obama won it handily in 2008, 2012. But in Michigan, for example, in 2012, right after the Republican legislature drew the lines, the Republicans had total control at that time, the State House, the State Senate, the governor's office. In 2012, with these Republican gerrymandered maps, of 53% of people voting for a member of Congress here in Michigan voted for a Democrat. So a majority plus voters voting for a member of Congress voted for a Democrat. Well, because of the Republican gerrymandered maps, only 5 of 14 congressional seats were held by Democrats. That's the story all over the country.
If the maps are already tilted against you. How do you then win enough seats that the Democrats have some sort of say in how the next maps get drawn?
Well, I look at my own personal experience. You know, when I represented the old 62nd House District in Battle Creek, and then my state Senate district, these were Republican districts. You have to be better. You have to run sophisticated, disciplined campaigns, and you have to have adequate resources. And so fundamentally, what Advantage 2020 is about is working in a strategic way with Democratic leaders in our targeted states to put together professional campaigns and make sure the resources are there to support candidates in these targeted races. You know, Gordon, I learned early in my career, it's all about targeting. It's all about working smart and having good candidates. And that's what Advantage 2020 is going to be a part of as a strategic partner working in a national way. We're not going to be working in states where there are independent commissions or there are third parties that draw the maps. We're specifically going to be working in states where legislatures draw the maps.
So you brought up independent commissions. The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled that states can have an independent commission draw these maps. For a state like Michigan, does it make sense to pursue, say, a ballot initiative which would create a commission which would then do the job of drawing maps for the state legislature and Congress, as opposed to having the legislature do it themselves?
Yeah, the Arizona decision was the right one, in my view. Look, I always support the will of voters and the electorate's ability to decide important matters, including about elections. And that was a Republican power grab in Arizona. They had tried to actually fire the head of the commission, failed on that. The courts actually overrode them, and that they ultimately took it to the Supreme Court. Now, to be clear, less than half of the states provide voters the ability to initiate this kind of law or constitutional change. Michigan is an initiative state, as we know, and so voters would have the ability to gather petition signatures and put a independent redistricting commission on the ballot. My personal feeling is I think I would love to see that on the ballot. I think it would be great to see voters have that ability to choose. That being said, you know, with many states not having that ability, you know, the only way to change the redistricting process is through the political process.
We recently had Zach Gorchow of the Gongwer News Service on talking about the possible ballot campaign for an independent redistricting commission. And he made the point that the maps are not a silver bullet. And he looked back at the 2014 election, for instance, to illustrate his point. The state Senate seat in Kalamazoo County, when it was drawn that way, most people looked at that and said, that's a seat the Democrats can win, especially without an incumbent. It turned out a very close election, but the Republicans won that. And hitting a little too close to home here, I'm sorry, but the state House district in Battle Creek, the 62nd, this is now a much more favorable map for Democrats than when you held the seat or when Kate Siegel first won it in 2008.
Sure.
And yet the Republicans won it. So are there other things that you have to
look at? Well, look, as someone that's run tough campaigns since 1996, when I first ran for the state House and beat the Republican incumbent, you start with a district. Right, a candidate can't affect that district, and I've always run sort of uphill in Republican-drawn districts and Republican-leaning districts, I want to be clear. But, you know, quality of candidate matters. Sean McCann was a hell of a candidate in that district and came painfully close. But then, you know, among other factors is the year. 2014, I lived it. Gordon, I'd be sitting here as governor right now if we would have had anything close to a normal turnout. It was the second Obama midterm wave election. I experienced 2010, again, the key redistricting year last time when I lost my seat in Congress. 2014 was a very, very, very tough year. It was a national wave election for Republicans. For Sean to come that close in that case, or Andy Helmholtz in the 62nd House District, lost by about 500 votes, is an incredible tribute to them. So, look, there are things that I won't control as the director of the Advantage 2020 Super PAC, but we ought to acknowledge, looking at the three election cycles between, you know, 2016 through 2020, and 2020 will be the deciding year that will determine who's drawing the maps, two of those election years are presidential years. We know Democratic voters vote more regularly in presidential years. So 2016 is a key year with the presidential race. 2018 is a midterm or off year. But 2020, again, the critical year for redistricting purposes, another presidential year. So I think there are a number of things going for us. In Michigan, there are things like term limits. All of the Republican pickups from the 2010 wave election are open in 2016. Again, there'll be another round of those of Republican gains in 14 that'll be open in 2020. So each state presents its own unique opportunities, but the year certainly is a factor, and I'm predicting good things in the presidential, and I'm sure hoping as a Democrat that we're figuring out how to manage some of these tough midterm years.
You've mentioned gerrymandering a few times.
Yeah.
The people who drew these maps would point out a couple things. One is Democrats tend to live in more densely populated areas, which may be tougher to carve up, mm-hmm. especially if you want to keep so-called communities of interest together. Mm-hmm. There are things under the Voting Rights Act that you have to follow. Right. Do some of those things present some challenges, even if you're trying to draw a perfectly fair map where Democrats might find themselves somewhat at a disadvantage simply because of where Democrats tend to live and what they call the big sort of people tending to find places to live where they think people are going to be like-minded politically.
Well, the courts in a number of states, including Florida and North Carolina, Virginia, Alabama, have determined that Republican legislatures that have been drawing these legislative and congressional maps have engaged in packing of people of color in these legislative districts in order to make, for example, that particular quote-unquote urban district a much more Democratic seat while creating more Republican seats. And that is a phenomena, I believe, that's in play in Michigan. But the, one thing that, a factor in the redistricting process is are the standards and the variation that's allowed for within districts. It's plus or minus 5% in legislative districts. That gives a lot of leeway for the folks drawing the maps, yes, to not break up communities of interest and some of the other things you mentioned. But when they have the ability to have that kind of variation, it provides tremendous opportunities to draw some very strange looking districts. If you look at the two Detroit congressional districts, the 13th and 14th, I don't know how they came up with those maps. And, they've created two very safe Democratic seats. And again, in blue-leaning Michigan, I think that's an understatement, but blue-leaning Michigan, we have 14 members of Congress, 9 Republicans and 5 Democrats. I think that speaks for itself.
One more question on a redistricting commission. Brandon Dillon, the new chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, was on the public television show Off the Record recently saying that he'd like to see it on the ballot, but he thought it was important that the Democratic Party not be involved. And is that a crucial part of this, that if the voters see this as just one more political fight, they may be turned off by it as opposed to making the appeal that it is more fair?
No, I think our new chairman, who, by the way, is an incredibly talented public servant, and I think will do a great job. I think he makes a very valid point. And my observation is that the effort to date on assessing an independent redistricting commission in Michigan has been very bottom-up. It's been kind of an organic process. So the Democratic Party is clearly not driving that. There are a group of folks that are unhappy with the kind of legislation they've been seeing coming out of Lansing, the kind of policies that are not coming out of Washington. And so I think that's the right kind of approach, a grassroots, bottom-up kind of approach.
Mark Schauer, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Mark Schauer is the director of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee's National Advantage 2020 Super PAC.